I appreciate the opportunity to be here and to be able to share with you this morning. This is actually a message that I had the privilege of sharing in my home church in Beachy at the end of August. I guess before I get into it, though, I should say my wife, Lorelai, and my three children are here, Ella and Nora and Ty. It's not easy to represent the Lord and to speak for Him. I go around, I do industry stuff sometimes as a part of some of the work I do, and I don't mind talking in front of people, but it seems like when he asks me to preach, I get really nervous. So I ask for your grace this morning as well. But I think part of it is just the realization of what a wretched man I am and how can I represent the God of the universe who is perfect. And He extends His grace to me to be able to do that. So I ask that you also would extend some grace this morning as I try and just be faithful to what He's asked me to share. Let's bow for prayer just before I start. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this church. I thank you for this community and this community of believers in this church, Lord. I pray a blessing over Lucky Lake Christian Fellowship Church. I pray, Father, that you would continue to lead them through this season of searching for a permanent pastor, Father, that you would continue to draw up the men and women of God that you have in this church to be leaders and to be teachers and to be encouragers, Lord. And I also just pray that your hand over this message, that you would remove anything of me that is of my flesh, that your Holy Spirit would come and you would speak through me and that you would get across this morning what you want to get across, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So trust in God. This is kind of like a Sunday school concept, right? Like, it should be easy to trust in God because He created us, He created the world, all those things, but life isn't easy, right? And so it was about, I think it was mid-summer, the Lord started to push on this trust in God, trust in Him issue for me personally. And so as I was preparing to my sermon back in the summer, I started to look at Scripture and to see, well, what does Scripture say about trusting in the Lord? And I mean, there's lots of passages I could have put up, probably another 20, but Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding." Psalm 33:21, "In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name." Psalm 37:3, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture." Psalm 62:8, "Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge." And in Isaiah 26:3-4, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself is the rock eternal." So I had to go through some self-review as the Lord really pressed on this issue of do I trust Him? Initially, my response was, "Of course, Lord, I trust you. Of course I do. You know my heart." And I started going through a self-checklist. You know, "Lord, I'm pretty sure I'm trusting you with my finances, even when times seem like they're difficult. I'm pretty sure, Lord, with my own personal health and safety, Lord, that I'm giving you that. I don't seem to have issues worrying about that. For wisdom and direction, my own needs, food, shelter, rain, the future. Yes, Lord, I trust you with most things." And then the thought came to me, but what about the things that I hold most dear to me? Do I trust God with my wife, my children? And on the surface, yes, but deep down, there was a heavy doubt and a fear. And as I started to wrestle with it, as the Lord took me through this process, I actually went through a significant heavy emotional experience where I wept for the realization of what that would feel like to lose my wife or to lose my children. And the fear that deep down I think I had but wasn't acknowledging that I wasn't, that these fears were real. But why was there this doubt or this fear? Why was I wrestling with the fear of losing my wife or my children? So the slide before that, the Lord said, "Do you trust me? Do you trust me with your wife and with your children?" As I'm as I'm weeping and I'm going through the emotional realization of this fear that's deep down, the only response that I could muster up inside in my heart was, God, I want to. I couldn't say, yes, God, if it's your will, take them. That wasn't real in my heart. But I want to. And as I went through this alone time with the Lord that was really, really difficult, immediately when I expressed to Jesus, I want to, it was like he wrapped his arms around me and said, that's the perfect place to start, Koi. And so I started to go through, why is it that I'm in this I want to state, but not totally surrendered, I guess, or knowing how to deal with it. And unanswered prayers, past hurts, I kind of was able to put my finger on that. And a more recent one, it was a year ago in August, we had some friends, had a little girl, 3 years of age. She had been diagnosed with cancer at 2, I guess, battled cancer. And we all prayed heavily for healing for this little girl. And she actually was healed in the spring of 2018 at 3 years of age. But then that August, she passed away. And why, I wrestled with that. Why, Lord, in the first place, did this little girl have cancer? Why, God, did you heal her of cancer and then let her body fail that summer? And I was wrestling with these questions and the realization of her parents that have to deal with the trauma and pain and grief of losing their daughter and having to move on with life in that situation. And so there was this doubt and this fear that had birthed seed in my heart from that unanswered prayer. And so, as Christ had said to me, that's where I want you to start, Koi, just, I want to. And when my heart became surrendered in that moment, then Christ was able to step in and start doing the work. I'm incapable of actually taking that doubt, that fear that I have, and in my own strength, choosing to overcome it and trust the Lord. But as soon as I surrendered to Him, that's when He says, okay, perfect. Now I can come and I can carry this for you, and I can start to help you trust me. And I'm still working through this process. I'm sure it'll be a lifelong process. So part of this journey that I was on, also I dug in a little bit into suffering, because generally the things that create us to lose trust in God usually are painful, usually are traumatic, usually have to do with suffering. And the realization that we will all have to endure suffering as part of being a follower of Christ, and that's scriptural. If I look at Acts 14:22, where they strengthen the believers, they encourage them to continue in the faith, reminding them that we must suffer many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. John 16:33, I have told you that all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And 2 Thessalonians 1:5, all this evidence that God's judgment is right. And as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. And so I kind of went down this suffering road a little bit further and started to think about what the pinnacle of suffering looks like. And for me, all those things I was easily able to say, I trust you with my finances, I trust you with my own well-being, I trust you with the future and for rain and all those things. To me, those weren't the pinnacle of suffering. Those were surface things. But as soon as the Lord put his thumb on my wife, my children, to me, that's the pinnacle of suffering, to have to watch them suffer to have to lose them. So watching my spouse or my child or someone I care about suffer. And as a husband and a father, I would gladly take on the suffering that my wife or my children experience if it meant that it would stop the suffering they're going through or remove it. And I, as I went through this process, I just right away thought about when Ella broke her arm. And it's very minor suffering experience, but she broke her arm on a swing. And in that process and that during that event of trying to get her to the hospital, and I had this overwhelming sense as a father that I wish I could break my own arm in that moment if it meant that her arm would be back together and she would be free of the pain. But she can't, right? And then as I went through that and I thought of that, I realized that God the Father chose to stand by and watch as his only begotten Son was tortured and crucified for my own sins and for yours. Our Abba Father knows what the pinnacle of suffering feels like. But he didn't have to. He chose to. So he knows exactly what our friends are going through as parents that lost their daughter. He knows exactly what you might be going through in your own life from the losses that you've experienced, the trials that you're facing, the uncertainties. And he empathizes with you and with us. So I believe this morning that God is asking all of us, do you trust me? And you might be like me, you might say, I want to. But God, I've got these hurting, broken relationships. I want to, but my marriage is struggling. Lord, I want to, but I went through an awful divorce. Lord, I want to, but I've been abused. I've been mistreated. My trust has been broken. God, I want to, but I'm struggling with sin and bondage and addiction in my life. God, I want to, but my spouse is ill. God, I want to, but the depression, the anxiousness, the fear, the mental illness I'm dealing with is too much. God, I want to, but there's these lost dreams that I can't see in my future. And some of these past and present hurts, unanswered prayers, they create a doubt and hesitancy to surrender these things over to Christ. But remember, I want to is the perfect place to start. Because we can't do it on our own. So Lord, give us the grace we need to trust you and help us endure the suffering that may lie ahead within each of our lives. And I say this very humbly because I have not endured suffering to the extent that so many people have, and I recognize that. And in fact, when I was going through this, there's a part of me that doesn't even feel that I'm in a place to be able to speak on it. But I also say it very cautiously that I don't know what suffering will look like for me later on in life either. And so I earnestly pray that for myself and for us, that God would give us the grace we need to trust him to take us through whatever suffering may lie ahead within each of our lives. And there's scripture that can bring us comfort that we can trust him through difficult trials that life might bring. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Psalm 9:10, those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a refuge in time of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. And Romans 15:3, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So this morning I invite you to surrender our fears to Christ and to ask that he help us trust him in the areas that he might reveal to us that we need to trust him. We can bring those things that we've held back from Christ in fear of losing control or fear of the unknown. those unanswered prayers, those hurts, those disappointments, those failures, we can bring them to Christ and surrender them to Him. My prayer looked like this: Lord Jesus Christ, my wife, my children, my fears and failures, I surrender all to You. You are enough, and You will rescue and heal and save and bring freedom. It just may not look like I think it should. And I think that's an important distinction, because a lot of times when we are praying for something, we have already in our head what the answered prayer is. But we must live on this earth recognizing that it is temporal, and that those things which truly matter are eternal. So many terrible things happen that we cannot make sense of. This world has fallen because of sin, which entered the earth through mankind, not because of God. And there are some answers we just won't get until heaven. So I'm so thankful that it isn't up to me or up to us for every answer that we pray for, because we would get it way wrong. I am confident of that. I've seen enough proof in my own life how badly I can mess things up. So thank You, Lord, that You are in control. And we can't see the big picture nor eternity, but God sees that all. So let's ask Christ this morning to create a pure and righteous trust in Him and His sovereignty in spite of the trials and suffering we may have to endure or we have endured. And I'll maybe, in closing, be still and know. Yeah. And as we sing that, if the Lord, just open your heart up through this song for the Lord to show you anything that He's asking you to trust Him with. And then I encourage you to surrender that to Him.